91X News.
It's 12 degrees and sunny out there at 1 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McParland. Lots of public displeasure was expressed by citizens of Quinte West at a public information meeting held on Tuesday night regarding broadband internet service. Brock Ormond was there and has more.
Experts from ExploreNet and the Eastern Ontario Regional Network were on hand to update people on improvements made to internet service in rural areas. More information was also provided on eOrn's broadband network project, which was completed last year. However, many residents are still experiencing slow or inconsistent speeds. One of those residents is Bob Williams. He says he believes increased consumer demands have caused the network's issues.
They've experienced unprecedented growth, which they are trying to deal with and upgrade the networks. I'd be interested to see what comes out of that initiative.
CEO of eOrn, David Fell, says they are looking to remedy those issues.
People's expectations and demand for service keeps growing, and we need to continue to look for ways to meet that demand.
He explains the difficulties with providing service to a busy area.
This particular area is an area that has some of the highest utilization, not just in Eastern Ontario, but across Canada. And there are some challenges with the terrain and also access to spectrum. And we listen to people and we continue to look for ways to provide more speed and better service to them.
Fell says they have received $55 million worth of funding from both the provincial and federal governments for the broadband project, which covers 90% of the Eastern Ontario region. He adds that more funding and strategic planning is needed to improve service even more in the region. Brock Ormond, QNET News, Trenton.
Hamilton police say 8 people have been arrested in a massive investigation into the alleged sexual assault of a 7-year-old girl. Police say the investigation, named Project Lynx, was launched in early May after the force received a tip from the Catholic Children's Aid Society in Hamilton. They say officers interviewed the girl, and she told them she was being sexually assaulted by her mother's boyfriend. The man, who was not identified, was arrested and is charged with 40 counts, including sexual assault, sexual interference, making, and possessing child pornography. Police allege further investigation found that the girl has been sexually assaulted by more than one person. They say 4 other people were arrested, including 2 men from Hamilton, aged 36 and 50, and 2 people from Waterloo, a 38-year-old man and a 48-year-old woman. They face charges related to sexual assault, sexual interference, and making and possessing child pornography. The 7-year-old girl's mother, a 39-year-old woman from Hamilton, was also arrested and charged with failing to provide the necessaries of life to a child. And polls are open today in the 2 Ontario by-elections that are happening. One in the Liberal stronghold of Ottawa-Vanier and the other in Niagara West Glanbrook, which the Progressive Conservatives have held onto since 1995. PC leader Patrick Brown calls Ottawa-Vanier the safest Liberal seat in Ontario, but insists he's not downplaying expectations for the high-profile Tory candidate, former provincial omnibusman Andre Martin.
If this is competitive, it shows that the Liberals are in disarray across the province and they don't have the confidence of the public. If it's close, if the Conservatives even come within 10 points, I think it would be embarrassing for Kathleen Wynne and her government.
Sam Osterhoff, the 19-year-old PC candidate in Niagara, hopes to become the youngest ever member of the Ontario legislature if he holds the riding for the Tories. He says people are angry about their hydro bills and industrial wind turbines being installed in the riding. That's QNET News on 91X to 102. In sports, this weekend is full of Lancer action at home as the Lancers basketball teams take on the Algonquin Thunder Friday night, starting at 6 p.m. with the women's and 8 p.m. with the men's. The men face off against the Lacette Coyotes on Saturday again at 3. The Nicholson Catholic College senior girls single A division basketball team are headed to provincials after last night's win over the Port Hope Spartans 54-22. Jane Goyer, a grade 10 guard on the team, said what helped them win was their willingness to work as a team.
In the past, we had trouble putting all of our plays together and working together, and now we're kind of a team, so that really worked for us.
The Crusaders will be traveling to Timmins next week. NBA scoring leader DeMar DeRozan did what he could last night, but the Raptors still fell to Golden State 127-121 at Air Canada Center. The PGA's RSM Classic begins this morning at Sea Island Resort in St. Simons Island, Georgia. Canadians Nick Taylor, Mackenzie Hughes, and Brad Fritz are part of the field of 196 golfers. Canada's Milos Raonic can clinch a semifinal win at the ATP World Tour Finals this afternoon in London. The 25-year-old Raonic must beat Dominic Thiem to move on from group play, while a loss to the 23-year-old Austrian would eliminate Raonic. Raonic is ranked fourth in the world. Thiem is ranked number eighth. The Maple Leafs host the Panthers in one of 10 NHL games tonight. Toronto is coming off a 6-2 win against Nashville. Ottawa is at home against the Predators, and Vancouver hosts Arizona. Meanwhile, Winnipeg and Edmonton are on the road. The Jets play Philadelphia, and the Oilers are in LA. And week 11 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the New Orleans and Carolina. The 4-5 Saints can even their record at a 500th with a win. Meanwhile, the Panthers are just 3-6. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville: sunny for the rest of the day today. Tonight, a few clouds. Fog patches developing overnight and a low of +4. Tomorrow, fog patches disappearing in the morning and mainly sunny again for the entire day, looking like a great one out there, with a high of 15 for the day. At 105, it's 12 degrees. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McPreland. News on 91X is next at 3.